Good morning. Welcome to Overeats Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Susan. I am a recovered compulsive overeater, and today is Wednesday, November 6, 2024, and we are continuing to read in the Big Book. We're going to be finishing We Agnostics today, page 57, the last two paragraphs. Even so has God restored us through to He disclosed Himself to us. Today's readers are Luann C., who will read the text, Eileen M., A Vision for You, and Cara L. is our backup. Our newcomer greeter is Betsy H., and Jody E. will share announcements. The reference numbers for Tuesday, November 5th, 10 a.m. Eastern, is 21,887. That's 21,887. And for this morning, Wednesday, November 6th, 7 a.m. Eastern, 21,893. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeats Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which is suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Mary P. to please unmute and read the steps for us. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you, Susan. This is Mary P. from Texas, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. Next, I will ask Justine F. to please unmute and read the 12 traditions of OA for us. Thank you, Justine.
Hi, Justine F., compulsive overeater and bulimic in Oregon. Here are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Justine. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we're going to resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter We Agnostics. We're actually going to finish it today. Page 57, second paragraph, starting with Even So Has God, through to the end of that page, he disclosed himself to us. I will now ask Luann C. to please join us and start reading. Thank you, Luann.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning, everyone. I'm Luann C. I'm recovered amazingly today in Boise, Idaho. And the reading is, Even so has God restored us all to our right minds. To this man, the revelation was sudden. Some of us grow into it more slowly, but he has come to all who have honestly sought him. When we drew near to him, he disclosed himself to us. So this must be what they mean when they say God has a sense of humor, because he must really have a sense of humor to call on me to share this morning, because, you know, I woke up in a crisis of faith today. I can't wrap my mind around the world as it is. And yet, damn it, I've had this spiritual awakening, and it's given me a spiritual structure that's holding me up. So I've come too far to even consider those old dumb food behaviors. You know, they just ain't going to cut what I'm feeling today. And the only thought that's filling this hole, and the only thing that makes sense, is to ask him what his will for me is, and to give me the power to carry it out today. So I'm here, and I'm just going to put one foot in front of the other. And I just keep thinking about that line in the Big Book. To the extent that I do what I think he would have me do and humbly rely on him, does he enable me to match, not get rid of it, to match calamity with serenity? And boy, I'm just so grateful to be here today and that you're here today. And I'll be more positive on another day, but thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Luann C. in Boise, Idaho. All right, here we go. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others may share their experiences too. So that means on any vision meetings. If you went to the earlier one, you cannot share here today. So what we do here, if you're new, is we star one to unmute and we give our first last initial and the state or country that we're calling from. I time you for 3 minutes. And here we go. Pen is poised. I am ready for names. Who would like this morning?
Mitra's J from Michigan.
Thank you, Mitra.
From Seattle.
Is that Joe from Seattle?
Yes.
What's your last initial, Joe, please?
G.
Thank you, Joe.
Eileen M.
Thanks, Eileen.
Elaine
Loretta
Dean,
H.
I heard Elaine and Loretta H. Elaine, what's your last initial, please, and where are you calling from?
B, Massachusetts.
Thank you, Elaine. And Loretta, remind me where you're from?
North Carolina, Susan. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, anybody else like to join this first lineup? All right, so here's who we have. Mitra J, Joe G, Eileen M, Elaine B, and Loretta H. So could everybody mute their line other than Mitra? Thank you, Mitra. Please share with us.
Thank you. Thanks for your service and very glad to be here. I woke up this morning feeling very blessed and full of joy because I know that I have a relationship with my higher power, who I choose to call God. And nothing happens in this world to me that God do not know about or allow. I am drawing so much closer to God in my life because that is the answer for me for everything. My food, my program, my thinking, my life, and how I help other people. That's where it all begins. And that's where it's all going to end. And I am so grateful to this program because it helped me to understand and find a power greater than myself. When I first came into this program, the old timers told me, in order to work this program, Mitra's, you are going to have to find a power greater than yourself. I chose that power for me to be God, and God has not failed me yet. Has it been perfect? Life's not perfect. I can't expect life to be perfect. But my relationship with God, I feel, is perfect as long as I keep drawing near to God. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Mitra J. in Michigan. Next, we have Joe G. in Seattle. Hello, Joe.
Hi, this is Joe G. from Seattle and compulsive eater, and I'm really liking what I've heard so far on the reading and the shares. Yeah, pretty much the fundamentals of relationship with higher power. As I look out my window here and see some beautiful sky and some water, and life goes on. I certainly have a sense that my that all of those core values of abstinence, sobriety program, working the steps, especially higher power and connection with my community. They're just very present to me right now, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Joji in Seattle. Eileen M., good morning. Would you like to unmute and tell everyone where you are?
Good morning. This is Eileen M., very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and so grateful to be on this meeting of Overeaters Anonymous today. This is one of my favorite paragraphs in the big book. It's so beautiful and it's so hopeful. But he has come to all who have honestly sought him. I mean, the word all, you know, is that, you know, I love that line where it says the realm of the spirit is broad, inclusive, never exclusive. You know, and this is the promise of step two, you know, that our thinking will be restored, you know, that we will have sound thinking again. And, you know, I could not quit on a non-spiritual basis because I tried that for many years. And, you know, I thought I could do it alone. And the thing I learned here on A Vision for You, you know, I came to this meeting a little over 8 years ago, and I learned, you know, in step one that I'm suffering from an illness that only a spiritual experience could conquer, and that, you know, I have to continue to live on a spiritual basis, which is living in steps 1 through 12 every day. And, you know, they say in program, you know, my best thinking got me here. I didn't really realize, you know, that this was a disease of thinking. And I learned that in reading the Big Book. And that, you know, I just love the fact that, you know, our thinking is restored, and, you know, because our thinking is restored, our way of living is positively affected by that. And I'm just so grateful to have this gift. I've had this gift for, you know, 8.5 years now. I've been abstinent, and I'm just so grateful. And, you know, yesterday was my birthday, and it was just like waking up on your birthday and you're recovered. I mean, that's just such a great feeling, to have another year of in the program and recovery, and I'm so grateful. So I pass with that, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Eileen M., and happy birthday to you. Next, we have Elaine B. in Massachusetts. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you so much, and happy birthday, Eileen. Thank you for your service. Appreciate it, Susan. So, you know, we've been leading into this talking about, you know, the main objective is to find a power greater than ourselves that will solve our problem. That's what we want, right? But we didn't think it would be about companionship with our Creator. And so, you know, it says that God has restored us. God has. For those of you that God hasn't yet, keep coming, keep staying, keep building that relationship with a power greater than ourselves, because we're here because it works, or we're here because we need help. And in either situation, God is the answer. God is the answer. God is the answer. And he has come to all who've honestly sought him. Well, what does that mean? That means I have to be open. I have to be listening. I have to be willing. I have to kind of go beyond, even if I already had a relationship with a power greater than myself, like I did when I was a compulsive overeater and was 100 pounds overweight. You know, I needed a greater relationship. And this book, these instructions, these clear-cut instructions got me there. So even though I believed, I didn't believe enough to not go to Ben and Jerry instead of God. But as I did the steps, as I drew near to God, he disclosed himself to me. And every day in my morning on my knees saying step three, you know, turn my will and my life over to God. Every day in step 11, as I review the day and I get to see how God showed up, I add a God sighting every day. How did I see God show up? And five things I'm grateful for. That isn't part of the Big Book, but it's me seeing, making note, documenting the way that God is moving in my life above and beyond freedom from food addiction for 10 years. And he wants to solve all our problems. There's nothing that God cannot help. And there's a relationship that's just the beginning, just like any relationship, that we get to grow and grow. And the more we invest, the more we know, and the more we receive. And I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elaine B. in Massachusetts. Next, we're going to go to North Carolina. Good morning, Loretta H.
Good morning, Susan. The shares were fabulous. This is Loretta H., recovered in North Carolina. I want to thank the newcomer and everybody on this line, along with my precious God. You do save my life. And the God of my understanding that I stand under today, the God that I know today because of this relationship that I've developed over the years, the God that's within, has given me so much. Even in times of really bad, he never gives me anything that I don't need. And yesterday I was singing the song My Way by Frank Sinatra because I'm an Italian New Yorker, and realizing that how grateful that I don't require that anymore. That, you know, I am a fragile and fragmented female, and I have something bigger than me that will protect me and provide for me in rough going. And I'm just really, really grateful for that. And today I know God, K-N-O-W, and I know peace. If I don't know God, I have no peace. And then I will take a piece, and I'm an anorexic, so I can take a piece out of myself just physically, and definitely take a piece out of you, and maybe not even go to the refrigerator, but I will hurt you or myself. So this, and Bill ends his story in my little kitchen. The circle of the majesty of our program was peace on earth and goodwill to all men. And every day we get this Christmas card when we open the investment of this book and realize our thinking and actions are directed by him. And with that, I pass. Thank you, everybody. Happy day, happy destiny. Enjoy the beautiful life you're living today, recovered.
Thank you, Loretta H. in North Carolina. All right, let's keep these fabulous shares going. So as a reminder, if this is your third day, you can share today. And if you came on midway, we are finishing up We Agnostics, page 57. Even so has God restored us through to he disclosed himself to us. So if you'd like to share this morning, please give me your first name, initial, and the state or country you are calling from this morning.
Leland P., Berlin, Germany.
Robin P. in Pennsylvania.
Yvonne B. Arizona.
Diana Y. in Philadelphia.
Second, Diana, where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Fantastic.
Who else?
Yvonne
B. from Mexico.
Who's from Mexico?
Malta S.
Martha S. Okay, and then there was somebody else.
Yvonne B. from Arizona.
Oh, I had you, Yvonne. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. It's okay. Who's from Nevada?
Nevada.
Genoa. Hi, Genoa.
Hey, yep. Susan.
Hi. All right, let's pause there, everybody. So I've got Leland P., Robin P., Yvonne B., Diana Y., Martha S., and Genoa B. And I have where you're all from, but if you could announce it, Leland P., go ahead and start us off again. Thank you.
Thanks, Susan. Yeah, Leland from Germany, recovering compulsive overeater. And also, thanks for all the shares, and especially the first speaker. I'm sorry I forgot your name, but I so appreciated your raw honesty, and it was exactly what I needed to hear about matching calamity with serenity. I woke up this morning, I did my two-way prayer, I felt good conscious contact. Then I saw the news, and I lost all that conscious contact, just felt so devastated, and was listening to the first meeting, trying somehow to get some foothold, some connection with God. And I kept hearing like that God meets me where I am, meets me where I am. And then finally I was like, oh, okay, right now I am in grief. God is going to meet me in my grief. That doesn't mean that God is going to turn me around so that I'm in a great mood and I'm feeling like Pollyanna. What I need in my grief right now is just love. I just need God to hold me and to love me and to carry me. And that is what I allowed God to do. And that's also what it means to be abstinent too, right? I have to feel my feelings. I don't get to escape them. And then what I found was, I was able to take two different acts of service for the neighbors in my house. The doorbell rang from the pharmacy. They were delivering a medication, and this young girl, and she was somewhat heavy set. She reminded me of back when I was in my 20s, and And I just looked at her and I just said, can I say something? I'm American, so I say these things. In Germany, you don't pay compliments, but if you're American, you're allowed to. And so I just said, you know, you are just so beautiful. You are so beautiful. Because I really just was like looking at her, just saying, she's so beautiful. And I feel like it was just like God's eyes looking, or I don't know what it was, but I felt so full of love in that moment. And to me, that is a miracle. That is being restored to a right mind. And that is also, you know, the humility of, okay, you know, I'm always thinking I can fix the world, fix people, or feeling like I should, but these are my actions today. A few small acts of service and a word of love, and hopefully a few more today. Before I pass, I want to say I was trying to call the recorded meeting earlier, and when I used £0, it kept hanging up on me. So I don't know who's in charge of that.
So I would contact Melanie or Leah. Thank you,
okay,
Milan.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You so
of course,
much.
Pleasure. Okay, next we have Robin P. And I think she said you're in Pennsylvania today, Robin.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, everyone who makes this meeting possible, for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, currently in Pennsylvania, on our way to Costa Rica in a couple days. And, you know, God came to me I had a profound spiritual awakening, which led me to the God of my understanding. But I also appreciate the daily spiritual awakenings. I get one every day. You know, every day that I wake up and I turn my will and my life over to the care of God, I just get to have eyes to see and ears to hear for the miracles that happen every day to me. Every day there's God, you know, coincidence is God choosing to remain anonymous. And I have a coincidence every day. Or those, I always think of God as this great orchestra conductor in the sky. You know, bring in Robin, bring in this person. Right at that moment, there's a magical timing of, oh my gosh. You know, even when we just came from London and we got lost on the wrong train. And we met this amazing person who helped me with something I had a question about personally. How do you work this out here? And she just said, oh, I know. And it's just like she was sitting right next to us on the, quote, wrong train that turned out to be, she was the perfect angel on the way. And I just get to keep growing in gratitude because there's so many daily miracles like that. And they offset the other things that happen. You know, it's just such a balance of life, of this imperfectly perfect life that I get to experience because of this program, because of the miracles of all of you and how you inspire me every day and just keep reaching up and reaching out. It works every day that I'm willing to participate in my own recovery. And, you know, it says in this paragraph, you know, God will always show up for me. You know, if I just show up and meet him halfway, and just every time God shows up if I seek him. It's really true. That's been my experience. I'm so grateful for the miracle of this meeting, that no matter where I am in the world, you're there and I'm right here with you. All together, you know, this God squad is just literally everywhere. And I'm so grateful. We met someone through the program who introduced me to someone. We stayed at his house, and he was so kind to us. And he's going through a health crisis right now with cancer. And we got to be blessings for him. And it's because of what I learned in this program. And I get to just show up the way God wants me to show up wherever I am. I'm so grateful. And it does start with abstinence, and then the rest of the program is the steps and turning my will and my life over to his care and praying only for knowledge of his will and the power to carry that out. God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinence day I pass. Thank you.
Great timing. Robin P., currently in Pennsylvania. Next, we have Yvonne B. in Arizona. Thank you, Yvonne.
Hello, good morning, and thank you, everyone, for your shares and your service on this meeting. Yes, I woke up today, and I looked outside, and it was a beautiful, sunny day, and I'm going to continue with my day. I have a volunteer thing to take someone to the store. I'm going to be talking to my sponsor,
I am going to be going to a spiritual meeting in person this afternoon. And yes, God is great and he does work miracles because, yeah, I've had 109 days of abstinence. It's my first time. I do feel like I definitely got, you know, a spiritual awakening. Of course, I'm always working more diligently, I think, as someone else might have said, to increase my relationship with God. But I'm just so grateful for this program and all these wonderful meetings. And it's, you know, it will just, it's, you know, we're going to go on and everything will work out. And, you know, it's a beautiful day. And thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Yvonne B. in Arizona. Next, we have Diana Y. in Philadelphia. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So can everyone.
Okay,
go ahead, please.
Hi. I'm Diana from Philadelphia. I've been in OA for a very long time, and I have a very healthy abstinence for 9.5 years. And one thing that I've never understood before is why bad things happen to good people. And I was told that it just is, and to accept it. And I also am very sad today because I don't understand why good things happen to bad people. And that's just another one of those questions that cannot be answered. But it does question God and God's reasoning. And I don't know anything about that. But all I know is that I'm feeling sad today. But I also totally believe in the program that if I follow it, that the promises will come true for me. And they have. I have to stay grateful and focus on one day at a time and what's in front of me. And not stay in fear of what rights may be taken away from me. I sponsor. I love sponsoring because I get to reread the big book all the time. And I love following what the big book says to do, how to be happy on a daily basis. Not every day is happy, though. But I still do what I know to do to get the promises of the program. And I have been given the promises of the program. Sometimes life just sad and unhappy. But thank God that, thank you. Thank God that I know where to go for health, my health and my happiness. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Diana Y. in Philadelphia. And next we have Martha S. in Mexico. Thank you, Martha. Martha, can you star one and unmute?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, go
hi.
Ahead.
So my name is Malka. I'm living in Mexico. This is my first time sharing on a call, and I'm very new to the program. I've been listening to meetings, like just here and there for the past couple of weeks. It's kind of nerve-wracking to be sharing, but I also just feel like eventually you have to take a leap in. So I'm really grateful that I'm here. I'm really grateful for these meetings. I feel in terms of, you know, what we just read, it's interesting because I feel like I have sought God before. I have had a spiritual awakening before, but in a very, very different way. And I'm kind of getting acclimated and still kind of understanding. I mean, I guess I don't truly understand yet. I'm kind of just beginning this journey. What it means when the book says that God has restored us all to our right minds. I guess I've sought God from a religious perspective, but I've never truly related it to my personal, like my personal well-being, that God actually does love me and looks out for me in every step that I take, which it feels, I guess now what I'm looking for is a more personal connection and growing deeper in that. So yeah, I'm really grateful for all these really beautiful shares. And I'm really open to seeing how God can show up in my life even more. And I think this program will be a very strong avenue for me to grow in that relationship. Yeah, so thank you so much. And I look forward to hearing everyone else's shares.
Thank you, and sorry for not hearing your name. Thank you. Sorry for not hearing your name clearly. That's Malka S.
That's
in
okay.
Mexico. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next, we have Genoa B. Thank you. Genoa, come on down and share with us.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning, everybody. I'm Genoa V, as in Victory, in Nevada. Really glad to be on the meeting this morning. You know, I just want to say I thank you all for your shares, the heartfelt shares. And, you know, today, I'm so grateful for 12-step recovery today. I am so, so very grateful because it has given me a blueprint of how to live today. So I don't have to run around and act a fool and, you know, all of this stuff. I know where I get my power and my strength from, and that's from God. And that's what I start with every day. And that's what I started with this morning, you know, talking to God, you know, asking God to help me find love, tolerance, patience, all of those things that as I go throughout my day today, you know, I want God to be with me because here's what I know about me. If I let anything get in my spirit and disturb me, I'm going to be eating, drinking, smoking, not very pleasant to be around. That's not what I want in my life today. God has brought me too far, too far. Today, you know, it's cold now. I was able to go in my closet, pull out something that I wore last year, and guess what? Didn't even have to think about if it's going to fit or not. It fit. And that's a blessing because in my adult life, I never knew from season to season, weekend to weekend, what was going to happen. You know, and today I did something a little bit different with my prayers today. I really love the set-aside prayer, and I love the fact that we can personalize the set-aside prayer to whatever happens to be going on in our life. And I changed up some wording and just asked God to help me set aside what I think I know because in the grand scheme of things, I don't really know a lot. You know, I'm not the great debater or any of that. I don't know a lot, but here's what I do know today. I know that God loves me. And for a number of years, in my 61 years, I didn't think God loved me. I know without a doubt today that God loves me. I know he loves me, and I know that he works all things out for the good of those who love him. And so I'm grateful today, and I'm gonna stay in gratitude today. No external forces do I want to interrupt my internal peace that I have today. I just want no part of it. And I'm grateful. I'm really, really grateful. Thank you all for service, Susan. Thank you so much. I just love hearing you, and I just love you. And I hope I'll get to see a bunch of you guys at the birthday party. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Genoa V in Nevada. Okay. If my math is correct, somebody's unmuted. If my math is correct, we have time for three more shares. Who would that be? Who's going to take the last three?
Karen K.
Wendy
Karen
M.
Karen K, good morning. Wendy, one more. We'll try and get you in.
Suze S. from New Jersey.
Suze S. Great. All right, I've got Karen K., Wendy M., Suze S., and if you can all tell us where you're from. Karen, start us off. Thank you.
Good morning, Susan, and thank you for your service. My name is Karen K., recovered compulsive eater from Syracuse, New York, and my credits still don't transfer. What a beautiful, beautiful way to, by putting these two paragraphs together and knowing that I don't have to be the power. That basically my job as a sponsor is not to get into the nitty-gritty of somebody's life, but to find them, show them how I found my power, and so they can develop a relationship of their own, and I'm just there to take them through the steps. It's really simple, and sometimes, you know, sometimes it gets too complicated, and then I have to like take a step back and say, what can I do differently, God? Because I need to do what my God wants me to do. And if I'm not obedient to that, it's just going to be a hot mess. So I'm just grateful for this meeting. I Wednesdays I seem to be able to get on this meeting. So I'm just glad that I could be here and just pop in and say hello. And I love all the shares and take care. You guys have a great day. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Karen Kay in Syracuse, New York. Next, we're going to Boulder, Colorado. Wendy M., please share with us.
Did you say Wendy? I'm sorry.
I did.
I was muted.
Yes, Wendy. It's you.
Thanks, Susan. I'm delighted to be on the line with you and excited to see you all in Los Angeles at the birthday party. So I think, for me, the greatest gift in this program is the restoration to sanity, right? Like, that's it. Once I am restored to sanity, I get peace, I get serenity, I get calm, I get, like, the opposite of jittery and afraid. There's nothing like it. And I got to tell you, like, my food is down, right? But what else can I pick up, right, when I'm squirrely? And the thing I have been trying so hard to pick up are men. And I don't mean I go to the bars. I mean, like, the insane thought is I have to have one for my life to be complete, for me to be happy, et cetera, et cetera. And this morning I woke up and God said, maybe we don't have to have that. Like, in other words, it's not like a zero-sum game where it's like I'm either unhappy or if I'm with a man, I'm happy. And God's like, yeah, let's have a new thought. And the brilliance of this program are those new thoughts, you know, and that whole idea, you know, the food is down and then, you know, you pick up the men and it's like, what if your life really didn't need that? And here's the thing. All I have to do is seek God. Like, I don't have to figure anything out. God's going to figure out everything for me, right? But that thought just gave me peace and serenity. Like, God's like, we're going to radically think differently now. You're going to have a spiritual liberation of the mind, right? You are going to look at things from an entirely different angle. But you can't do it. All you get to do is seek God. So today, how do I seek God? I'm working with four different sponsees. I'll be in the big book most of the day. You know, and I'm on to myself. That's how I seek God. Because my defects of character, they keep me from my assignment. God is giving us an assignment. We just have to get out of our own way to get the assignment. And the assignment is probably to be deeply useful and also to be deeply joyful. Right? We insist on happiness. We insist upon it. That's also how I get to, if I'm joyful, I'm useful. That's the bottom line. And then, of course, you know, we walk to God and God runs to us. God is dying for us to be close to God. My defects can get in the way of that nearness to my Creator, right? So I get to work on the defects. That's how I seek God. Thank you so much, Susan. Thanks for your service.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm in Boulder, Colorado. All right, next, if I heard this correctly, Suze S. And if you can tell us where you're calling from, I'm not sure I'm saying your name correctly. Apologies.
Yes, yes, you heard me absolutely correctly. If you can hear me now, can you hear me?
Great, yes, yes.
I'm Suze S. from New Jersey. And this meeting is amazing. I was just on another program meeting from another program, and people were very sad. And to me, I need to have life on life's terms, to live life on life's terms. And I don't know really what more to add. It's just to trust higher power. You know, I don't have to understand higher power today. I just have to trust higher power. When I had an appendicitis, I had terrible peritonitis. They didn't even want to bring me into the operating room. They said it'd be awful to have to try to clean me up. So they were going to have my body. They gave me like tons of antibiotics. I was in the hospital for 5 days. And never during that time was I afraid that I was going to die. And I very well could have. I really could have. I was 67 years old. In good health, but normally, but everything had gone south really fast. But I felt higher power on my heart. And I don't mean that poetically. In this reading where this man had a spiritual experience, that was my spiritual experience. I knew I wasn't going anywhere. And I comforted the two other main people in my life at the time. I comforted them. I told them immediately, I'm not going anywhere, because I knew. I had that much faith and trust because higher power was there. It was the lightning bolt. It was out of the sky. It was the hearing, how dare you say that, who are you to say that there's no God? I that was my moment, only it was sheer love and assurance, and I knew. So I need to remember that each time I'm scared. Each time I feel I can't do what I need to do, and yes, I can't hear God, I can't hear higher power if I'm in my stuff, if I'm in my food, if I'm in my emotions, if I'm in whatever, I can't hear higher power. The minute I pick my head up out of it, I can hear higher power. Higher power runs to me. I have not had work since the beginning of August, and yesterday I was working at the voter polls as a supervisor, and I got an email and a text from a recruiter from a law firm that was frantic to talk to me, that wanted to interview me, and I have an interview today of all days. So I am happy, I am free, and to do God's will, and that I will do. So I thank you.
Thank you, Suze S. in New Jersey, and good luck with your interview. Okay, we will now close with a reading from the Big Book. First of all, let me thank Team Wednesday for November, Luann C., Eileen M., Cara L., Mary P., Justine F., and Betsy N., and Jody E. will be staying on at the end, so please stay on. Okay, we will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Eileen M., will you please read a vision for you for us? Thank you so much.
Hi, Eileen M., gratefully recovered in New Hampshire. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us.
We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.